T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
For a long time in the Marigny while they took the crime technicians that were investigating a murder there, as I understand it, and then sent them over to the I-10 where a fatal shooting happened during drive time in the afternoon, broad daylight. And then we have this family of Julia Dardar, who has a press conference to try to see that the defendant, or at least the suspect, however you want to say it, the guy that was charged with second-degree murder and having the dismembered remains of this woman in a freezer in a school bus that was powered by an extension cord and running from his house, denied bail. It just seems like something to me, as we welcome in Ronald Surpass, our friend, former head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, and of course, the New Orleans Police Department, now a professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. Ronald, this seems like something you'd see in a Batman movie or something, where they were trying to emphasize how bad crime was before a superhero came in to solve it.
It sure does sound that way, Tommy. And here's the superhero. You got to wonder where the city council's been for 3 years when their own daily data published shows that we're triple-digit and double-digit increase in violent, non-fatal shootings, murders, and carjacking. So now suddenly it's an issue. Okay, we'll take them up on the challenge. Give the district attorney 25, 30 investigators who can do little follow-up work that has to happen after the police department does their work. That solves some of Jason's problems in the memo yesterday. Give Sean Ferguson the public cover of the council and the mayor to say, we are going to support Sean pulling 50 cops off the calls for service machine tomorrow. Train them with the consent decree monitors. Train them with the police monitor. Train them with whomever knows anything about policing. And let them go do the work that they showed they could do over the summer. And tell citizens, look, we got to do a better job of hiring, but today it might take us a little longer to get to a non-fatal crime. Finger pointing, which was started recently. I was in that business 20 years ago, Tommy. Finger pointing never works. The public just gets angry. So here's the thing. Jason says he needs better quality investigations. He has a right to ask for that. Jason also needs his own investigators to do the things that the police need to do other things, right? So give Jason 20, 30 detectives from the council's budget. How much does that cost? Tell the police we're going to find 50 cops out of 1,100 who are going to be specially trained by the monitors, by the consent decree, by the police reform, by the DA, whomever you like, to make sure when they go out and do proactive policing, which science tells us works, bring this violent crime rate down. Let other people be concerned about homelessness and poverty and substance abuse. Those are important issues. But right now, the DA, the police, the city council, the mayor, they got to focus on one thing, getting a hold of now going into 3 years of violent crime.
Chief, if I might jump in, emissions vehicles that with reduced emissions for the city, that just astounds me when I hear the council talking about stuff like this with everything that I recounted when I began talking to you. I want to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about, I don't want to put you in the middle of this dispute with the DA and the police chief, but just about the role, say, of investigators when it relates to in the district attorney's office and how that works, because I don't think people realize how important that is, and just in terms of cases presented, et cetera. And also, I want to talk to you about bail, because when you look at this daughter thing with this suspect that's in jail that goes by a couple of different names, I don't even know why bail should be a consideration for him, and it just seems ridiculous. We'll take a break, come back, pick it up here. We come back, 504-260-187. If you have any questions or comments, let's take a look at traffic on WWL. 8:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about crime in the Crescent City. I hate to say this, Ronald Surpass, our guest, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Nashville City Police, Washington State Police, now a professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. And I don't mean to minimize this at all, but it wouldn't surprise me if we had another interstate shooting today. Would it, you?
No, it's unfortunate, Tommy. We're going into year three here, so for anybody to pretend like suddenly it's a crime issue, they just have chosen not to pay attention, and that is particularly sad in elected leadership. But look, the solutions are not hard. They're proven. They've worked. Give the DA 30, 40 investigators. What difference does it make? Give him the tools he needs to do the background work on cases. The police have brought a good case. Make the police do good work. Bring in all the critics of the police and the watchers of the police. This is how we're going to proactively police with these 50 cops. Make sure we're all on the same page. Let people be in the beginning of the process. Go to the neighborhoods. Get it done. This notion that somehow or another each side of the equation telling the other what they're doing wrong publicly doesn't really help. It's not particularly helpful.
Talk about the role of an investigator in the DA's office, please, because I know some people that that were investigators in the DA's office. I was surprised to learn what they did, and I think a lot of people don't understand how that works.
The DA investigator plays a crucial role because the police have so much work that they can do to bring a case to acceptance. That doesn't stop. The DA investigators finds witnesses, finds additional information, helps the prosecutor prepare the case. Leon didn't have enough DA investigators, and I know Jason doesn't have enough DA investigators, and the city council can give them money for that tomorrow morning like they give out money for candy. It's not a big deal. Give them what they need. Continue to ask the police to do better work is always fair, right? Leon used to ask us that all the time, every DA I worked for. That's not an issue. But there are things that have to be done to prepare a case for trial that go beyond the general responsibilities of police. That's where DA investigators around the nation perform a crucial task in having a case ready for prosecution. Like I said, the city council could pass an agenda item tomorrow to fund for the next 5 years 40 investigators for the Jason's office. The city council could do that tomorrow. They don't have to ask anybody for permission, by the way. They could do it themselves because they fund so much of the DA's office. Give him what he needs. Tell the police we'll support you to take 50 calls, radio calls, go out and interact with everybody be done. And Tommy, this is not hard stuff.
But, Chief, wait, are you saying take 50 cops off? But you wouldn't take 50 off of the street to send to the DA's office, would you?
Oh, God, no, no, no. The city council authorizes Jason with a funding mechanism to hire 40 or 50 investigators, step one. Step two, find 50 cops out of 1,100 on the NOPD, train them up, work with the monitors, work with the DA's office, work with whomever, and give them one job. Find the dangerous repeat offenders in New Orleans. It's been done all over the country. It's been proven by scientists to work. So you're hitting two balls with one. You're hitting two pitches here. Give the DA the investigators he needs to make cases ready for court after the police do a good job, and free some police officers every day to go into the places where people are being robbed, carjacked, murdered, and shot. It works, Tommy. This is not difficult stuff. It takes political leadership to provide the money and cover.
So what is it going to take for that to happen?
Well, I don't know. The council just found out there's a crime problem last week. Where have they been? Now, Oliver was on TV the other day, and he said things that I'm used to him saying, which is similarly, folks, this ain't hard to do. You put the cops where they need to be, and you support them. Okay. This isn't hard to do. The council, wait, look, there's two or three council members that were here last 4 years and are here today, and one of those are the ones that says, oh, my goodness, folks, there's a crime problem. It's been going on for 2 years. We're in year three of it. Good. I'm glad they noticed it needs to be dealt with. But look. Give Jason more investigators. I'm sure it would help him. Give him prosecutors. Give him whatever he needs. Give the police the cover to take some cops away from what they're normally doing to go out there and find these dangerous offenders, and you can whip crime down low pretty fast.
I want to talk to you about the judiciary, because they have a hand in this as well. Are they kind of being left out of this conversation conveniently?
You know, leaving the judges should be independent, so getting them in the middle of a political fight is really not good for the system, and it's not good
but
for
I
the
But I mean in terms of keeping them bail and so forth, Ronald.
It's their judgment. They have to make a choice, and they get elected every 5-10 years and let people decide. But, they have a difficult position that doesn't deserve to be politicized. The police chief, the mayor, the council, and the DA are much closer to what happens long before it ever gets to a court. we're still stuck on getting cases to court.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate your time. Really do. And we'll talk to you next week. We'll see what happens between now and then. When we come back, we'll talk to Karen Sanford.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.